sorry, man. I clicked over onto my truck, and then it put it on hold and didn't hang up.
Oh, it's okay. I figured something was going on there. I was like, oh, maybe he just connected to the Bluetooth. That's actually what I was thinking. It sounded like you were still driving home.
I was on speaker, and then I transferred over onto my truck, and then I was like, man, I don't know if I need to call back this Bernie number.
No. My number, just to confirm, too, so that way that confusion never happens. If you go to your texts, there's one that's in there. It says, hi, this is John. So all the texts are coming from the company customer service number, the 877-635-6225. But if you want to call me directly, you got to hit extension 544.
544.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in that text message right there, too. It says, hi, this is John. Let's get your business to the top of Google today. And it has my direct extension on it.
Okay. Well, what do I need to do right now to secure this position? I'm about to pull up to my
okay.
house, and I got to run and grab my son. Do I need to go ahead and pay for it now? Or
yeah, we'll go ahead and we'll go ahead and secure the listing. So how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
I'm going to give you my debit card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. Visa. And it's under your name or the business name or both?
This one's under my name.
Okay. So just Michael Dean. And then is the billing address the same as the street address I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
All right. So if you can read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
So 4610.
4610.
4603.
4603.
0136.
0136.
3461.
3461. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0528.
0528. And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
121.
121. Okay, I'm gonna try to go quickly through this voice verification so you can get to your little guy, okay?
Okay.
Alright, so it says, welcome to our voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you state the name of your business?
Michael Dean Carpentry.
Okay, and can you state your name and title within the business?
Michael Dean, owner of business.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Mike, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right, and then in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. Not saying you have to cancel anything you already have, but I've kind of set you up on a package where you shouldn't need anything else after today. I try to turn us into like your one-stop shop for everything online, but if you're considering adding something else, just give us a call so we could double-check that you're not like – duplicating anything that we're creating for you or paying for something that you already have.
So does Angie's List?
We're not affiliated. We're not affiliated with them.
Okay, because I have them, so.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just signed up, so.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, give it 30 days. If you compare this to that, I think you'll leave them because all they do is resell leads that they buy off the internet. You know, they use Google and all kinds of other things to get leads, and then they resell them for more than what they get them for. Yeah, so we're marketing you independently, letting people call you directly and not charging you on a per lead basis. It's just a flat $299. That's why I think what you spend and what you make is going to be dramatically different compared to that. So a lot better profit margins.
I got you.
Okay, and then where was I? Okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the service for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's June 2nd of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It says when your term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the second. Oh, actually, I'm going to move your billing to the 5th. Okay, so the next billing will be on the 5th of July, and then it'll reoccur on the 5th of each day moving forward after that. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, no penalties, anything like that. Just let us know before that 5th day if you are going to discontinue so we can stop the billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to get a receipt. Oh, what is this? It said your card's not active.
Let me make sure I didn't give you the... I have two Chase cards. Let me make sure I didn't give you the... No, that's a good card. It's saying that it's not working?
Yeah, it's a Visa ending in 3461. It codes out everything else, so I can't see it. But it just says Visa ending in 3461. It said card's not active. It declined it.
Yeah, I mean, that's my card. I guess I can give you my business card.
Okay. I'll send over the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement so you have it documented.
There's plenty of money on it.
I mean, this is VeriSign, so I don't know if you've bought anything off like Amazon or eBay, but if it declines it, you know, there's definitely something going on with the banking system. But the code errors that it give us are very specific. This one says that it's just card not active. So I don't know if you need to like stick it in an ATM and activate it because it's just so new. Or you just got it.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to grab my son real quick, put him in the truck.
No worries, take your time.
Can I put you on hold for a sec?
Yeah, no, take your time. Take your time. Go get him.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm back. Sorry, man.
It's okay. Is he doing okay?
Yeah, I'm going to load him up.
You're taking him by yourself?
Yeah, I'll take him up there by myself. I take care of a lot of that stuff while my wife will stay home with the kiddos.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's always tough going by yourself, though, too. But, I mean, it'd be a long night.
Well, the Cornerstone clinic actually called my wife, his doctor, and said, well, hey, we happen to have an opening. You can bring him up. So we're just going to take him to go see his pediatrician. She knows the situation. She knows the antibiotics that he needs, and hopefully she can just see him and write him a prescription, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing I hate about antibiotics, too, when it's something like an ear infection, and you know that's all they need. They make you jump through all these loops. You can't just, like, I know he needs antibiotics, you know, and then they don't give it to him. I hate that part, too. Like, I've had a couple of times where my son's dealing with, like, I know it's something minor. You know what I mean? And they could just give him some antibiotics. He'll be feeling better in a day or two. But they want us to schedule the appointment, go down there, you know, go through the whole process. I'm like, just write the prescription.
Yeah. You know?
But that's how they get paid. They need to have the doctor's appointment. But, oh, just so you know.
They need to claim that insurance.
Yeah, by the way, when you went to grab your son, I went over to Kimberly. She's in finance. And I asked her what was going on with the card, and then she said that it was the month and year on the card that I had wrong. So it looks like I had the 24th on there, or 05/24, the 28th. Okay, and so it should be, you should be good to go now.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah, because I didn't get any decline message on it. But the way we'll know for sure is if you check your text messages, there should be a text that'll say, like, Mike, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice to your okay. So if you have that, then it definitely cleared because the outline of the agreement's in there in writing. It'll say, like, click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay, let me get that.
Ooh, but you know what? Let me resend it to you because the billing date's showing the 2nd. I gotta manually adjust it to the next billing on the 5th. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, don't click that one. Or don't sign that one. Okay, there we go. I'll resend this new one. Initial invoice. Okay, and you said you have all the proper licensing and everything, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to send over another one, too. This one's easy. You just got to sign the bottom of it. It'll have everything in black and white, and then you'll have it in your email with your invoice, too. So that way you have a hard copy that you're getting everything in that platinum bundle for the $299 and that I waived the setup fee for you. So if I croak, you know, 6 months from now, not that I'm planning on it. I'm healthy as an ox, but... you know, your deal's there. And then I'm going to send you another link to your email. It's for your Google verification. You only got to verify your business one time for as long as you own it, but this is just like any additional forms like licensing, insurance that you have. It might ask you for an image of like a work vehicle if you have it. Just things that we could do to further verify your business listing on Google. It adds a lot of credibility and just makes people feel that much better about hiring you.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds like a lot.
For six...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Did I just sign the last one? It says 6-2 or is it 6-5?
The next billing should be 7-5. But the first billing is today, 6-2. The payment just cleared today.
Okay, so I'm good to sign that one.
Yeah, the new one. Not the first one, but the second one.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I'm trying to find this freaking email and forward that over to you. Give me 1 sec. I know you got a lot going on. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get it going for you.
No, you're good.
It is action needed. Google profile. Hold on. Pictures needed for Google verification. Okay, boom. So yeah, I'd asked you, I just sent that over to your email. So I asked you for like tools or equipment, work vehicle, license plate. If you don't want to take like a close picture of your license plate, you don't have to. All Google's really looking for when they ask you for that is to have like the state on there. So basically just have the license plate that says Texas on a work vehicle, you know? You don't have to hold the whole numbers there and everything. You can hide it, but it's just part of them verifying that you're actually, you know, in Texas, and then of course the verification. And then ask for like business license, okay, business card, business registration, invoice, and then obviously your workplace. We already have some of this stuff. Fill it out as best you can. If you're missing anything, don't worry about it. You know what I mean? We already are verifying you as a Google partner when we're sending that PIN verification, but it's just extra tools since we're building the Google business profile from scratch for you.
Okay. Okay.
All right, and that's it. Okay, I'll let you get ready to take care of that little boy. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number, and there's a 24/7 customer service department. So don't hesitate to give me a call. If you got extra time there when you're in at the doctor's office or later this afternoon, try to send in the photos over the weekend and the company logo and those things. So that way when we circle back for the client interview on Monday at 9 o'clock, we're basically just ready to go.
Okay. And do I, the username and password, I don't need to worry about logging in now?
Yeah,
right?
No. I want to simplify it for you. Yeah, don't worry about that right now because there's nothing in there until you actually start, you know, get your verification and start getting placement and calls from people. Right now it's just blank. But at the end of your client interview on Monday, they'll send you a temporary login. You could change it to whatever you like. They'll also send you the link to the downloadable app and a 7-minute YouTube video that'll show you how to use the tracking system and use that app. So
okay,
that'll come on Monday.
Okay.
All I want you to focus on right now is being, sending in those photos for the verification that's in your email, sending in the company logo and photos to that email photos@localsplash.com, and then be ready for that call at 9 a.m. on Monday.
Okay. Thanks, man.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thanks for
simplifying
that so much.
I'm here. I'll walk you through it. Like I said, like we're not going to make money unless you make money. So this is what we do for every business. When we're getting you going, like no questions are dumb questions. Okay. Like literally it's important to us. Like I said, we're not getting paid unless you get paid. So if there's anything holding us back, like do not hesitate to call.
Most definitely. Well,
All right.
Appreciate it. I'll get on. And I'll talk with you on Monday at 9 o'clock.
Okay, sounds good. I'm looking forward to working with you. Take care of that baby boy, okay?
Most definitely. Thanks, man.
All right. You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.